الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. One of the things Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to start his khutbah generally with is the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amma ba'd, fa inna khayra al-hadithi kitabullah wa khayra al-hadi hadi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa sharru al-umuri muhdathatuha wa kullu muhdathatin bid'ah وكل بدعة ضلالة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say this usually at the beginning of the khutbah. The best conversation, the best speech, the best talk is the كتاب الله, كلام of Allah عز وجل. Yani the best thing anybody can ever say, the best thing anybody can ever have conversation about is Kitabullah. How many people are there on this planet? And how much they are talking every day? Billions of people saying billions of words. How many people have lived from the beginning of Adam alayhi salam, and how many will live until the last day? Perhaps trillions of people or even more. And how many words they have spoken? Allah knows how many. Out of all of that, how much is actually beneficial? How much is actually useful? The general rule is that, unfortunately, the majority of the things that we speak throughout the day is useless. Men, women, young, old, people who are educated, people who are uneducated. The majority of what we say is of no value. This is how it is, unfortunately. Most of the time, our kalam is kalam of la ya'ni. La ya'ni, yani kalam that does not benefit in dunya or that does not benefit in akhirah. That's why one of the great qualities of Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, may Allah give us tawfiq, min husni islam al mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. From the beauty of a person's Islam is that he leaves what does not concern him. From the beauty of a person's Islam is that he leaves what does not concern him. Because unless and until I leave what does not concern me, I cannot focus on what concerns me. Otherwise, I will be all over the place. My heart, my mind, my thoughts, my focus, my energy will be scattered. Energy, if it is scattered, it cannot make any impact. It cannot make any result. When we were young, we used to do experiment. You take a piece of paper, and you take, this magnifying glass. This can take the heat of the sun. If it is focused on paper, it can actually burn the paper. But you keep moving the glass or keep moving the paper, nothing will happen. Human kalam is only useful if it is connected with the kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal. That's why the best kalam, the best speech, the best talk, the best conversation, the best advice the best ideas are what Allah Azza wa Jalla has said. Khairul Hadith. One of our ulama in Nizamuddin, he said once, which I liked it very much, that the real news is in the Quran. The actual real news, the certain news is in the Quran. Because Quran gives news about the future, which nobody can give. Right? Most of the news which is repeated is about the past. Well, you cannot change anything in the past. You cannot take any action now to change what happened, what has already happened. Something happened in this island, something happened in that place, something happened in this country, something happened in that country. We cannot change. It already happened. But the Quran gives news about the future. You can prepare for it. So, Hazrat said that the certain news, the real news is in the Quran, which people don't read. And people read newspapers, most of which is of no value. It does not concern you. Somebody got married, somebody got divorced, somebody has born, somebody has died, somebody bought something, somebody sold something, somebody benefited in some business, somebody lost. It does not concern me. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to remind people that the best speech is the kalam of Allah azza wa jal, khairul hadith. But this speech has to come into our life. How we bring it into our life? We have to have example, practical example. Khairul hadiyye or khairal hadiyye, hadiyu Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The best guidance, yani the best living example, is the example of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How the Quran can be practiced, how the Quran can be implemented in our life. Because if there is no example, then it is open to interpretation. Anybody can say, well, this is what I understand from the Quran. This is what I figure out. Well, what you figure out, it has to match the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What you understand, it has to match the life of Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. Because Sahaba, they learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Any interpretation of the Quran, any tafsir of the Quran, any ta'wil of the Quran, which goes against the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is not acceptable. Any tafsir of the Quran, any ta'wil of the Quran, which goes against the principles of Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, is not acceptable. عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين عضوا عليها بالنواجذ. Hold on to my sunnah and the sunnah of khulafa who are guided. Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali radiyallahu anhum. Hold on to the sunnah of khulafa. عضوا عليها بالنواجذ. Hold on to it tight with your jaws. Yani, hold it firmly. Hold on to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam firmly. Because shaitan will try. Shaitan will try hard so that this ummah leaves the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Shaitan will try hard so that the Muslims leave the method of Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. Sahaba, they're human being, we are human being. If they say something, I say something. Wal-iyadu billah. Shaitan say. How can people compare themselves to the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How can people compare their understanding to the understanding of Sahaba radiyallahu anhum? How can people compare their judgment with the judgment of Sahaba radiyallahu anhum? Sahaba who lived with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who had the blessing of his company, who sacrificed their wealth and their life for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and who set unimaginable examples which nobody has seen in the history and nobody will ever see in the history. Nobody can bring any example in the entire history of humanity like Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Whether men or women, young or old, there never was anybody like Khadija or Aisha radiallahu anhunna. And there will be nobody like Khadija and Aisha radiallahu anhunna. There was never anybody like Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Abdullah ibn Masud, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Umar, waghaira waghaira radiyallahu anhu majma'in. And there will be nobody like Umar, Uthman, Ali, Abdullah ibn Masud, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Jabir radiyallahu anhu majma'in. There will be nobody. Because everybody can speak nowadays. People think they can say anything, and that becomes valuable. If you say the right thing, yes, it is valuable. If somebody speaks rubbish, it has no value. Somebody asked a great alim about Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz was a khalifa from the period of Banu Umayyah, and was a very pious man, very knowledgeable man, very pious, God-fearing. He was a khalifa, head of the state, head of the government. But he lived a very simple life. Very simple life. And very God-fearing. So somebody asked him how he compares Umar ibn Abdul Aziz with Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he was a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Muawiyah, he had the honor to be Katibul Wahi. He was one of those who scribed the Quran at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and with the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to receive the Wahi, the Quran, and then he used to ask Sahaba to write it down. So whoever is available. So sometimes he would ask Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu to scribe the Quran. Great honor. The Quran that we recite now, the Quran that millions of people are reciting now, and the Quran that billions of Muslims have recited so far, and billions of Muslims inshallah will recite until the last day, we rely on Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. We owe to Muawiyah radiallahu anhu and other Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he was a leader. Before Islam, he was a leader. Before he became Muslim, he was a leader, man of power and status. He accepted Islam, although not very early, but he accepted Islam. Some people accepted Islam very early, and some people took time. But Allah Azza wa Jalla, he accepts everybody's Islam. Sayyidina Habshi, radiyallahu anhu, who killed Hamza, radiyallahu anhu, accepted Islam. The person who killed Sayyidina Hamza, who was the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah guided him. So he did something very wrong, but Allah guided him and he accepted Islam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he accepted his Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted him. Although, because that will remind him of his uncle's death, he told him not to come in front of him. For his own safety, for the protection of his iman, for the protection of his Islam, Rasulullah said, okay, no problem, your Islam is accepted, Allah will forgive your sin, but please don't come in front of me, because that will remind me, and that will just give grief to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. تو سیدنا حبشی از اسلام آباد ایکسپٹڈ رضی اللہ عنہ، سیدنا معاویہ رضی اللہ عنہ آلسو سینئر صحابی کاتب الوحی اف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، سیدنا معاویہ رضی اللہ عنہ لیٹر آن ہی بیکیم خلیفہ، ہی واز دا گورنر آف شام، ہی واز دا گورنر آف سیریا، اینڈ دین لیٹر آن ہی بیکیم دا خلیفہ وین سیدنا حسن رضی اللہ عنہ ہی گیو اپ دا خلافہ، ہی گیو اپ دا آفس آف دا خلافہ ان فیور آف معاویہ رضی اللہ عنہ، سیدنا معاویہ ہی بیکیم دا خلیفہ رضی اللہ عنہ. وین یو آر ان پاور یو ٹیک ڈیسیشنس، رائٹ؟ سم ٹائمز یو کین ایکسپلین دوز ڈیسیشنس، سم ٹائمز اٹس ڈیفیکلٹ فار پیپل ٹو انڈرسٹینڈ دوز ڈیسیشنس، اینڈ ایز اے ہیومن بینگ یو کین ایون میک مسٹیکس، بیکاز صحابہ رضی اللہ عنہم they are allowed to make mistakes, they are not nabi, nabi does not commit any sin, nabi does not make any mistake, but a sahabi end of the day, the human being can make a mistake. But the difference between a sahabi and a normal person, that normal people they insist on their mistakes even though they know, but sahaba radhiyallahu anhu when they realize that they have done a mistake they make tawbah, and Allah has already promised forgiveness for them. So if Allah has forgiven them, can anybody complain? So Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, because he was a political figure, sometimes some people undermined him. So somebody asked how he would compare Umar ibn Abdul Aziz with Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. And Umar ibn Abdul Aziz is a very pious and very knowledgeable and very God-loving and God-fearing person. He said that the dust in the nostril of the horse on which Muawiyah sat, the dust that touched the horse of Muawiyah is greater than Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. Sahaba cannot be compared with the latter generation. I was saying that the Khairul Hadith is the Kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the best guidance is the guidance of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's why Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam encouraged us to hold on to his Sunnah. When people leave the Sunnah, the option that is left is Bid'ah. If people do not hold on to the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then naturally they will slip into their own ways and their own methods. There are ancient bid'ahs and there are modern bid'ahs. Unfortunately, people only think, one or two things are bid'ah. No. Anything that deviates from the sunnah is bid'ah. Any new innovation that is attributed to Islam, which is not from Islam, and which is practiced as Islam, is bid'ah. Whether it happens in America, it happens in Africa, it happens in Asia, it happens anywhere. It happens in the 21st century, it happens in the 15th century, anytime. That's why we need reminder every now and then about the ittiba of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The beauty of the ittiba of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that if you hold on to one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam firmly, and then somebody is encouraged because of your commitment, you will have the ajr of that person. So all the amal that one person will do because of your commitment for all his life, you will get the ajr. And if because of his amal two more people do the amal, you will get their ajr. And somehow if Allah gives you tawfiq and you manage to inspire 10 people, you will have the ajr of 10 people. That's why we cannot imagine the ajr Allah will give to ulama who have invited towards the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We cannot imagine, because the ulama who inspired thousands of people and who changed the lives of hundreds of thousands of people, imagine the ajr they will come with on the day of judgment. If a person prays all night and fasts every single day, cannot match them. Cannot compete. We cannot compete. If we fast every single day, and if we pray all night, every single night, we cannot compete with those ulama who are sincere and who invited people towards Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah give us tawfiq. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين.